This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minax. Active ingredient, metoprolol tartrate. This leaflet provides important information about taking Minax. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Minax. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Minax? Minax contains the active ingredient metoprolol tartrate. Minax belongs to a group of medicines called beta blockers. Minax is used to lower high blood pressure, also called hypertension, prevent angina, chest pain, treat or prevent heart attacks, or reduce your risk of heart complications following a heart attack, prevent migraine headaches. It works by changing the body's response to some nerve impulses, especially in the heart. As a result, it decreases the heart's need for blood and oxygen, and therefore reduces the amount of work the heart has to do. It also widens the blood vessels in the body, as well as helping the heart to beat more regularly. Your doctor will have explained why you're being treated with Minax and told you what dose to take. Minax may be used either alone or in combination with other medicines to treat your condition. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Minax has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed Minax for another reason. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. What should I know before I take Minax? Warnings. Do not take Minax if you are allergic to metoprolol tartrate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet or any other beta blocker medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, or you may feel faint. You have asthma, wheezing, difficulty breathing, or other lung problems, or have had them in the past. You have a history of allergic problems, including hay fever. You have low blood pressure. You have a very slow heartbeat, less than 45 to 50 beats per minute. You have certain other heart conditions. You have pheochromocytoma, a rare tumor of the adrenal gland which is not being treated already with other medicines. You have a severe blood vessel disorder causing poor circulation in the arms and legs. You are receiving / having emergency treatment for shock or severely low blood pressure. The expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you are not sure whether any of the above apply to you. Have any other medical conditions? Take any medicines for any other condition? Have any allergies to any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes? During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Like most beta blocker medicines, Minax is not recommended for use during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. The active ingredient in Minax passes into breast milk, hence there is a possibility that the breastfed baby may be affected. Children and adolescents. Do not give Minax to children. The safety and effectiveness of Minax in children has not been established. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: asthma, wheezing, difficulty breathing, or other lung problems, diabetes, an overactive thyroid gland, liver problems, kidney problems, certain types of angina, any other heart problems, pheochromocytoma, a rare tumor of the adrenal gland, any blood vessel disorder causing poor circulation in the arms and legs. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Minax. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Minax and affect how it works. These include other beta blocker medicines, including beta blocker eye drops, K2 calcium channel blockers, or calcium antagonists, medicines used to treat high blood pressure and angina, for example verapamil, or diltiazem. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure, for example clonidine, hydralazine, and prazosin. Medicines used to treat abnormal or irregular heartbeat, for example amiodarone, disopyramide and quinidine. Medicines used to treat arthritis, pain, or inflammation, for example indomethacin and ibuprofen. Warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure. Medicines used to treat diabetes. Cimetidine, a medicine used to treat stomach ulcers. Medicines used to treat bacterial infections, for example rifampicin. Medicines used to treat depression. Monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs. These medicines may be affected by MINAX, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid while taking MINAX. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect MINAX. How do I take MINAX? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How much to take? For high blood pressure, the usual starting dose is 150 mg or 100 mg tablet once a day for 1 week. The dose is then usually increased to 50 mg or 100 mg once or twice daily. Your doctor may tell you to take a different amount of MINAX. Follow your doctor's instructions carefully. If you are taking other prescription medicines which lower blood pressure, your doctor may need to change the dose of them to obtain the best results for you. For angina pectoris, the usual dose is 150 mg or 100 mg taken 2 or 3 times a day. After myocardial infraction, heart attack. The usual dose is 100 mg taken twice a day, often starting with a lower dose for 2 days. For migraine prevention, the usual dose is 50 mg to 75 mg taken twice a day, 100 mg to 150 mg a day, taken in divided doses morning and evening. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are unsure of the correct dose for you. They will tell you exactly how much to take. How to take MINAX. Swallow the tablets with a glass of water. MINAX tablets can be divided in half along the break line, if your doctor has prescribed half a tablet. When to take MINAX. Take your medicine at about the same time each day before or after food. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How long to take MINAX. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. Do not stop taking MINAX tablets suddenly. The dose needs to be reduced slowly over 7 to 14 days to make sure that your condition does not get worse. Your doctor will tell you how to gradually reduce the dose before stopping completely. If you forget to take MINAX, if it is almost time for your next dose, within 6 hours, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose, when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the missed dose, as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your tablets as you would normally. Do not take a double dose, to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor, or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much. If you think that you, or anyone else has taken too much MINAX, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If you take too many MINAX tablets, your blood pressure may drop too far. You will feel faint or faint, and your heart rate will also slow down. You may also have nausea, vomiting, and convulsions. In extreme cases, serious heart and lung problems may occur. What should I know while taking MINAX? Things you should do. Be sure to keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Elderly patients especially need to be monitored to stop their blood pressure falling too far. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up, get up slowly. You may feel lightheaded or dizzy when you begin to take MINAX. This is because your blood pressure has fallen suddenly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem gets worse or continues, talk to your doctor. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather when you are taking Minax, especially if you sweat a lot. If you do not drink enough water while taking Minax, you may feel faint or lightheaded or sick. This is because your blood pressure is dropping too much. If you continue to feel unwell, tell your doctor. If you're being treated for diabetes, make sure you check your blood sugar level regularly and report any changes to your doctor. Minax may affect how well your diabetes is controlled. It may also cover up some of the symptoms of low blood sugar, also called hypoglycemia, such as a fast heartbeat. Minax may increase the time your body takes to recover from low blood sugar. Your doses of diabetic medicines, including insulin, may need to change. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Minax. Tell all the doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Minax. If you plan to have surgery, even at the dentist that needs an anesthetic, tell your doctor, surgeon, anesthetist, or dentist that you are taking Minax. Minax interacts with certain general anesthetics and may cause a sudden drop in blood pressure. If you have to have any medical tests while you are taking Minax, tell your doctor. Minax may affect the results of some tests. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking Minax, have a severe allergic reaction to foods, medicines, or insect stings. If you have a history of allergies, there is a chance that Minax may cause allergic reactions to be worse and harder to treat. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking Minax suddenly or lower the dose without checking with your doctor. Stopping Minax suddenly may worsen your angina or cause other heart complications to occur. Your doctor may want you to gradually reduce the amount of Minax you are taking before stopping completely. Do not give Minax to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Minax to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Minax affects you. As with other beta blocker medicines, Minax may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, tiredness, or drowsiness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to Minax before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Combining Minax and alcohol can make you more drowsy, dizzy, or lightheaded. Things to be careful of. Dress warmly during cold weather, especially if you will be outside for a long time, for example when playing winter sports. Minax, like other beta blocker medicines, may make you more sensitive to cold temperatures, especially if you have circulation problems. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the original container until it is time to take them. If you take Minax out of the original container, it will not keep well. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. Do not use Minax if the expiry date, EXP printed on the pack, has passed, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Headache, tiredness, drowsiness, weakness, or lack of energy. Aches and pains, painful joints. Nausea, feeling sick, vomiting. Stomach upset, diarrhea, or constipation, weight gain. dry mouth, changes in taste sensation, difficulty sleeping, nightmares, mood changes, or depression, confusion, short-term memory loss, inability to concentrate, increased sweating, runny or blocked nose, hair loss. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Dizziness, lightheadedness, or fainting, especially on standing up quickly, which may be due to low blood pressure. Tingling, or pins and needles in the hands or feet. Coldness, burning, numbness, or pain in the arms and or legs. Skin rash, or worsening of psoriasis. Symptoms of sunburn such as redness, itching and blistering, happening more quickly than usual. Abnormal thinking, or hallucination. Buzzing, or ringing in the ears, deafness. Dry, or irritated eyes, blurred vision. Problems with sexual function. Constant flu-like symptoms with tiredness, or lack of energy. Unusual bleeding, or bruising. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Serious side effects are rare. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Shortness of breath, being less able to exercise. Swelling of the ankles, feet, or legs. Chest tightness, wheezing, noisy breathing, difficulty breathing. Chest pain, changes in heart rate, or palpitations. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty swallowing, or breathing. Yellowing of the skin or eyes, jaundice, generally feeling unwell. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention, or hospitalization. These side effects are rare. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Minax contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Metoprolol tartrate 50 mg or 100 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose, povidone, colloidal anhydrous silica, sodium starch glycolate, magnesium stearate. Minax 100 mg also contains purified talc, calm low sodium, potential allergens, sugars as lactose and trace quantities of sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Minax looks like. Minax 50 mg tablets around, white, scored tablet marked milliliters per 50 on one side and a Greek alpha symbol on the reverse. Each bottle contains 100 tablets. Ostar 34408. Minax 100 mg tablets around, white, scored tablet marked milliliters per 100 on one side and Greek alpha symbol on the reverse. Each bottle contains 60 tablets. Ostar 34410. Who distributes Minax? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in August 2024. Minax is a Viatris company trademark. Minax_CMI/org24/00.